What is the path of future MSP regulation? We'll address that question on today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
We've talked a lot about MSP regulation over the last 24 months. There's a lot to talk about. A lot has been happening over the last couple of years, and a lot will continue to happen. And while it is undeniable that we now live in an era of MSP regulation, the question is, what is the future of that regulatory path, and what is it going to look like? And how will it impact MSPs? How will it impact customers that rely on managed service providers? These are the kind of topics that we're going to talk about in today's episode. And before we get into it, just setting the stage, you know, for 21 years since I've been with MSP Alliance, I've been talking a lot about regulation, and well before any regulation actually ever existed for MSPs, I've been saying, look, It's gonna happen, and it wasn't because I was for MSP regulation. I was never. In fact, I was expressly against MSP regulation for a variety of reasons, mostly economic reasons. But I had been, you know, talking about, writing about MSP regulation from a standpoint of MSPs are so important to many global industries. That, assuming you agree with that, as I do, that MSPs are that critical to our global infrastructure, that it has been for me since the beginning of my working in the MSP community, undeniable that MSPs at some point would become recognized as the invaluable, indispensable entities that they are. And that there would be more attention paid to the role of the MSP in helping their customers, as they have for many decades. And also, there would be greater attention paid to MSPs by bad people, bad organizations who would attempt to subvert or gain access to customer data and sensitive systems, leveraging the MSP because they... only because, in my opinion, they stand in the way of the bad guy and the treasure that they seek. So that's my perspective on that. But getting back to the topic today of where do we see future MSP regulation coming from? And the first comment that I would make on that is that I think that most MSP regulation that we're going to see in the future is probably going to be indirect. Now, I know some of you are saying, well, Charles, what about Louisiana, right? They already were the first to act, and they came out with an MSP-specific law. And are other states going to follow? Yeah, I've said this on this program and written about it. There are probably going to be other MSP laws in the future, maybe in the near future. Is that a bad thing? Probably not. I've stated very clearly for the record that I think that the Louisiana law is a very... if there was going to be a first MSP law, I'm glad it looked and looks like the Louisiana version. Even with some of the things that are as we speak about to be changed with that law, it's by and large a pro MSP law, meaning that it is for good behavior, well-intending and mature-minded MSPs, right? It is not a law that is aimed at the lower end of the MSP market. And when I say lower, I don't mean small. I mean the lower end of the maturity part of the MSP market, if you get my drift. And you could have maturity levels that are wildly divergent and have nothing to do with size. In fact, my opinion is size is not a proxy for maturity. I've seen big MSPs that were very immature, and I've seen small MSPs that were highly mature in their process and their practice. So it is not a factor of how big you are as an MSP. It is really about how mature you are. I think we're going to still see laws coming out, perhaps from other states here in the U.S. Are they going to come out with a federal MSP law? I doubt it. I don't think that they even know enough about this sector to write an intelligent law. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. The second point is all MSP regulation, not all MSP regulation is going to say MSP in it, right? Because of the indirect nature of how these laws are written, meaning that there have been laws that are impacting MSPs long before the Louisiana law ever was written or conceived of, that don't say MSP in it, don't even contemplate MSPs in the text of the law, but still impact MSPs nonetheless. Because MSPs are proxies for their customers in many ways, right? They're adjuncts to their IT departments, to their security teams, in some cases their corporate structure, right? Actually helping to safeguard data, helping to maintain mission critical systems. I mean, that's what MSPs do. But don't look at every single law and expect the word MSP to be in it. They're not all going to mimic Louisiana. But a lot of them, I think you're going to see more and more of them start to impact MSPs indirectly. I'll give you a good example of that, which is in Australia. I think just a little while ago, the province of the state of New South Wales in Australia passed or is about to pass a data breach rule that is somewhat similar to the Louisiana law. Again, it doesn't mention MSPs by name, but it's attempting to, impact state and provincial agencies in that region of Australia and protect them and give them guidance on how to handle data breach situations. And in some cases, that's how I would exactly read the Louisiana law, which is MSPs working with Louisiana state departments and agencies. It's very similar. So, if you take a look at the Louisiana law, take a look at that New South Wales law in Australia, they've got some similarities, right? They're not identical. I'm not saying that, but there are some similarities, and the motives behind those two laws are very common, in my opinion. Take a look at those, and I'll post a link to both of them in the show notes. But as we've said for many, many years, MSPs as proxies for their customers are impacted by regulation, even if the regulation doesn't specifically say MSP on it. If it's aimed at their customer, it involves the MSP. There are so many examples of this: healthcare, insurance, legal, accounting, banking, finance. Any regulatory data protection, data security law that exists out there, it's hard to imagine a direct impact that doesn't include the MSP. Meaning that the MSP is almost always going to be involved in that law. They're almost always going to be involved in helping their customer achieve compliance with that law, or in some other way helping the customer, basically stay compliant with something or other. And that is always going to be the case. And that is always what has made MSPs so valuable. I mean, it's what makes MSPs so critical to what we went through last year with the pandemic is, MSPs are just an indispensable part of life for businesses that operate today. Just, it's a fact of life. And the last comment that I would make about future MSP regulation, which is that any regulatory scheme, directly naming MSP or not, will, in my opinion, drastically accelerate IT management and security best practices. And it would be a shame if it didn't. And that's why I'm hard-pressed to think of a scenario where we would get a piece of IT regulation that doesn't attempt to improve IT security, IT management best practices. But I think that that's where we're going to be seeing a lot of regulatory activity over the next 10, 20 years or more. It's all going to be evolving. It's not going to happen at once, but it's going to slowly evolve. It'll probably gain steam, and it will deal with, you know, start with the basics like data breach notification, being aware of the networks, being aware of the data inside the networks and systems, knowledgeable enough to know, okay, did somebody get in there who shouldn't have had access? If they did, making those activities aware to the proper authorities. Sometimes that may be the owner of the data. That could be a customer, a user of the data. It could be a regulatory agency. It could be a law enforcement agency. Who knows? Different types of reporting requirements for different laws. We may be getting to the point very soon where the regulatory laws are pushing specific activities. Maybe, you know, I'm surprised it hasn't happened already, but, you know, data backup. I mean, the role that data backup plays in not just preventative maintenance of a network, right? Business resiliency. We're dealing with an oil or gas pipeline right now that is impacting a huge part of the United States right now. And, you know, what does something like that do when, you know, having, and I'm not saying that this would have been a cure, and I'm not saying that they weren't doing it, but having things like data backups, being able to deploy and get back and on your feet after a ransomware or other similar cyber attack, you know, those things are, you know, known best practices in the MSP community. And are we, you know, a short way off from actually seeing that show up in a piece of legislation, right? Saying something like, if you are in a mission critical industry, you will either directly or through your MSP back up data, right? I'm surprised that we don't have that. We have portions of that in HIPAA. We'd have portions of that in some of the other banking laws, but, we don't really articulate that for other, you know, downstream businesses, and perhaps it's time that we think about that. But anyway, I digress. Those are some of many examples that we could see where there would be indirect regulation and impact, and not for the worse, by the way. I think some of these could actually be very beneficial in helping MSPs codify, like actually write down things that the customers of theirs should be buying. And it doesn't mean that they have to buy from the MSP. It could be, look, you're either going to back up your data yourself, you're going to outsource it to an MSP, or somehow you're going to do it. But if you don't do it at all, you are at some point going to be held responsible for the after effects, right? You can't reasonably expect other people, and maybe even including insurance companies, to start paying money, to start covering your losses from, you know, what I would consider basic decisions and failures to protect your data that could otherwise, you know, save you and many other people a lot of time, money, and pain. And I think that that is where we're going to see regulation coming. It's where I hope we see some regulation in the near future, because I personally would like to start seeing us get away from, you know, where the less mature MSPs play, right? I think that a lot of the things like the Louisiana law are aimed at creating a barrier, dividing the mature real MSPs from everybody else. But beyond that, we need to give MSPs power and authority to be able to say to customers, look, you need to do some things. If you want to protect yourself, if you want to maintain your cybersecurity insurance, for example, right, there are things that you need to do in order to be safe. those would be areas of MSP or indirect regulation that I would love to see happen. We'll see. We'll see what happens in the future. But so far, you know, what we're seeing from 2021's perspective is there's a lot of activity. Legislative regulatory activity is happening. It's continuing. We haven't seen any new MSP laws yet. Don't be surprised if we see that soon. But keep an eye on all types of data privacy, data security regulation, because anything that helps MSPs do their job more easily, I'm in favor of, and I think it will be ultimately in the best interest of everyone. The safer we are, the better off we all will be. Anyway, that's my thought on the path of future MSP regulation. If you have thoughts, if you have comments, you want to share yours with us on the program, send us an email, mspzone@mspalliance.com. We'd love to hear from you. But until next time, this is Charles Weaver with the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.